Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter misplays the ball. That's an error on Porter. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Porter moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Gardner steals home. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Haas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to home to get Cochran. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0-for-1 in the game. Fock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Fock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Jameson hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Averill moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Falk moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Porter moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Carol Yerkes now pitching. Glenn Myatt pinch runs for Joe Hauser. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Cy Perkins now catching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yerkes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yerkes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Averill steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yerkes fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Averill moves to third. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Perkins to Dykes covering second. The throw back to home, and Averill is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Aussie Orwell pinch hits for Carol Yerkes. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell strikes out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.